This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation coming your way. We're here every Friday, and we do have a lot of fun playing trivia, and we learn a lot. And we left Judith, Judith was on with us from Ohio, and she had answered the question that I had posed earlier in the hour about what causes the northern lights. And they are caused by charged particles from the sun reaching the earth and interacting with our being the earth's magnetic field and atmosphere.
That's sometimes why you should use cash. Charged
because
particles.
Your ATM messes up?
Charged particles.
Yeah.
You don't want to charge those particles.
No, you don't
want
to.
You can pay cash, you're better off.
Yeah, it'll affect your gait, too.
Yes.
Have you never heard this before?
Your gait.
Yeah.
How you walk.
Yeah. You know. How you walk.
Yeah, if you got a little hitch in your giddy up.
I'm saying there's things that happen with the Northern Lights that the government's not telling us about.
Yes, I think that's all I'm saying. That's right.
You figure it out.
It's another conspiracy.
Do your own research.
You never see Northern Lights over Area 51.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Why is that? All right, Judith, go ahead. You had a question for us?
Sure. What was King Manasseh's mother's name?
Tim, you were just talking about this the other day.
Yeah,
weren't you
at
lunch?
Allison and I were talking about it at dinner. We had ordered the appetizer,
yeah,
and this subject came up.
Yes, Manasseh's mother's name.
King Manasseh's mother's name. I think his mother was Jezebel. I'm just throwing that out there.
He was Tanya Harding, wasn't it?
That's some bad luck right there. Name your mother.
You know what?
Your mom.
You may be right on that.
I think, don't ask me what her end result was, because it involved throwing out of the tower of a castle, and the rest is not
good. If we're wrong, we're really wrong.
There's the first line of your first lyric for your country song. Say that again.
If we're wrong, we're really wrong.
There you go. I'd buy that country song.
Right, JJ has the knack with these Old Testament questions.
That's mostly a guess.
All right, we're going with Jezebel, Judith.
That's not right.
Oh, we were really wrong.
I kind of thought he wasn't right on this one.
I took us all. Yeah. I'm like the blind man leading the blind. We went in the ditch.
What's the answer?
Yeah. Her name is Hephzibah.
Easy for you to say.
No, I drove one of those.
Hephzibah?
That was my first car after I got my license. I had to hand crank it.
That was before you got a Huntley and Brinkley.
Yes, it didn't have a key. I had to get out there where the grill and crank it. Judy, what was the name again?
Hephzibah.
Well, jumping Hephzibah.
I thought that was that kind of dip that you use with with bread at a Mediterranean restaurant. Make it out of chickpeas.
Just trying to be serious.
She researched this question.
That's right.
And y'all keep going.
Going all willy nilly.
Y'all go willy nilly. All right, Judith.
So what
did she accomplish? Go ahead.
I don't know. She gave birth to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
was one of the worst. He was one of the worst kings ever.
So you're saying it was poor parenting.
Poor parenting. Yep.
Hey, Judith.
Now, man.
I could give you a reprieve if you would like to answer one other question related to the Northern Light.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
we want a reprieve.
Right.
Yeah, we reprieve.
You need a reprieve.
We do.
What causes the different colors in the light?
Well, I don't see color, Judith.
Okay, you're colorblind.
The prism.
I think it has something to do with like dwarfs.
The prism breaking the lights down.
Maybe my memory's wrong on that one.
I think it's all right. We're not doing Judith justice.
Lights are caused by oxygen, and the purple lights are caused by nitrogen gas.
Hey, you know your Northern Lights. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Judith, thank you. Sorry we were being extra silly. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Judith, man. Judith, if you ever want to.
Judith is smart.
Hey, if you want to. Judith, I just say this. That beautiful cottage along Lake Michigan there. And I think, or at least in Michigan. If you want to leave that in your will to. What?
Well, she sounds younger than
let's
you
start
tell.
A little more practical. I'm just going to say. If you ever decide to turn it into an Airbnb,
right.
text and
call us.
Call
us know.
And let Tim know.
Yeah, because I'd like to stay there. That's all I'm saying. Huh?
My mom used to say it's not polite to ask people for stuff.
Oh, is there?
And you went from asking that she leave it to you when she dies.
Right.
To letting
you
stay there.
That was inappropriate. Was that inappropriate?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I've done inappropriate things before and been called out on it.
Well, let's just say if the shop teacher is here, he'd grab you by the back of the neck again.
Back of the squeeze?
And put those fingers right there on those, whatever those arteries are, and cause you to have a little temporary paralysis.
Well, I remember it to this day.
Right.
You don't forget that.
Remind me when the show is over. I want to tell you a story about my shop teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Shop teachers are notorious.
Oh yeah.
For like physical handling of a class.
I just don't want to give any kids
bad
ideas.
Well, if you had
ideas.
A bunch of 15-year-old boys, if you had 20 15-year-old boys, I was
in the 7th grade, okay. So that was even a worse age.
Hey, let's repeat our question.
Okay.
Our shop teacher at Faust Junior High. He had a finger missing, and so everything he said, we gave him our full attention. Now, when he said, don't just reach over here when you're running that table saw. You put a stick on it, and you push the wood with this stick.
Otherwise, you look like me.
He'd hold up that hand and say, let this be a lesson to you.
No, it wasn't.
Which finger was he missing?
I don't remember that far back, but it wasn't. All of it. It was a little bit of a nub there, but enough for you to sit up straight.
Right.
He didn't have to say it twice.
Yeah.
This will happen to you if you're not careful.
Who's that?
Repeat our questions. I have two questions remaining.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. First one. In what John Wayne movie did he have a dog as a sidekick? And then second question, the Big Mac was introduced in what year? Multiple choice. Was it 1958, 68, 78, or 88?
All right.
I'm looking out on the pond, looking at the bobber. It's not even wobbled. I know it's not attractive to beg, but please, folks, I feel like
answer one of JJ's questions.
What do you call it? The guy by the appliance that never did get any calls.
Oh, the Maytag repairman.
Yeah, the Maytag repairman. Here's what I've got. Who was the first head coach to win 3 Super Bowls? Who was the first head coach to win 3 Super Bowls? Second, Parker and Barrow were infamous outlaws. You know them well, man and a woman. I want to know their first names. Third question, true or false? This is a coin toss. You can use your Urim and Thummim. Come up with this one.
Urim and Thummim.
Oh,
Glasgow, Montana is the most isolated town in the lower 48.
Okay.
The nearest city in any direction is a 4.5 to 5 hour drive. The most isolated town in America, Glasgow, Montana. Is that true or false?
Last question I got left, and this is for a free copy of our gift we're giving away, the book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy in the End Times by Bert Harper and Alex McFarland. Hard copy coming your way if you can answer this question without looking it up. The 7 Dwarfs from the Disney classic Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs, what were their names? Give me the 7 names of the 7 Dwarfs. All right, want to know the answer to that. Who's up next, Ed?
All right, we go to Texas, and Charles is on the line. Charles, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Charles. Where do you live in Texas?
Temple.
Okay, wonderful. Yep, know exactly
great
where
area.
Temple is.
Temple, sure. Waco area.
Yeah, absolutely. Fort Hood's in that area. And all right, Charles, ask, answer, or both?
We're going to go, which was the one with the, the 7 Dwarfs.
All right, thank you, Charles. Charles is going to answer this question, and we're going to send him a copy of this book as being getting the right answer. So the question is name the seven dwarfs from the Disney classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Go ahead.
And you don't have to do them in order,
no,
Charles.
You don't, yeah.
Well, just tell me which order, and I'll do them in order.
Okay, by attitude.
Well, you said worst to last?
Worst to last.
Worst to best.
Go.
Worst to best. Well, I know the worst one is Grumpy.
Right.
Yep, Grumpy.
And the best has got to be Happy.
All right. Well, it's in between.
And the others are Sleepy, Sneezy, Dopey, Bashful, and Doc.
You got it.
Wow.
Woo, go, Charles.
Wow. Charles, for extra points, which is the only one who wore glasses?
Doc.
Wow. You're on fire.
Wow. I didn't know there was one that wore glasses.
Yeah, he's
Doc
the only one
glasses?
Who wore glasses.
Yeah, that's, wow. You know, I just don't think Dopey ever got a date. Do you?
I don't know. Are there women?
Well,
dwarf?
Honey, who's on the phone asking you out to the prom?
Dopey.
Sleepy wound up becoming president of the United States.
That was a good one, JJ.
Yeah, from 2020
to
2024.
Right.
How'd you know that, Charles? How'd you know the Seven Dwarfs? You just remember it from the movie?
Charles? Uh-oh, we lost Charles.
Still have him on the computer screen. Can I try to grab him again?
We're having technical.
There we go, Charles.
Here we go, Charles.
Still
we
there?
Are having some technical difficulties.
Charles, you there, buddy?
Are you there?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Can you hear us?
We're back.
How did you know the answer to that? How did you know the answer to the Seven Dwarfs question?
I asked my wife.
There you go.
Used a lifeline.
That's good.
Okay.
Well, hey, stay on the line so we can get your address and send this book to you. What's your question for us?
What was the first commercially viable oil well produced oil in west of the Mississippi? And you got to give me the city.
Oh, see, I was going to say Oil City, Pennsylvania. That was the first, but that's not west of the Mississippi.
Wait a minute. Ask the question again, Charles.
What was the first commercially drilled oil well, commercially viable, west of the Mississippi? And you got to give me the city.
Okay, don't say anything, Charles.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
Okay. I wonder if he's going to say Temple, but you know, I'm thinking Midland, Texas, over in that area.
Abilene, maybe. Midland.
I'm gonna go with Midland. Temple simply because most of the time
there.
When someone
that's
says
right.
that, they
that's right.
So I'm going to go.
All right,
now,
we'll go Temple.
We're going to see if
we can have three answers.
No, we're going to see if we got our money's worth on that online detective course. Let's go with Temple.
All right. We're going to go with Temple, Texas, Charles.
Wrong.
Man, you enjoyed that too much, Charles.
He's a sly dog, I think. All right, so what's the real answer?
Corsicana.
Corsicana? Of course it was Corsicana.
Where is Corsicana, Texas?
It's southeast of the Fort Worth Dallas Metroplex.
Southeast?
Yeah. I don't know how many miles, but just southeast of Fort Worth Dallas.
There's the deal. I drove a Corsicana until Ralph Nader come along and said it was unsafe at any speed. And then I tried to sell it, couldn't hardly give that thing away.
I knew a guy who smoked 2 packs of Corsicana every day. Every day, finally quit.
But he lived to 100, didn't he?
Talked like JJ.
I know a guy that when he hit his 100th birthday, they asked about his secret of longevity. He said, starting with when he was little, he put a little pinch of gunpowder, his mom and dad did, in this oatmeal just to make him tough, give him some grit.
Yeah.
So he continued that every morning his entire life, put a little pinch of gunpowder in his oatmeal. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, they cremated him, and it blew a hole in the side of the funeral home. You could drive a truck.
You could drive a Corsicana through it.
You could drive a Corsicana through it.
I think that was an inappropriate joke. But I don't know how I feel about that.
You know, deep down inside, it was inappropriate.
But I wondered, should I be laughing at that?
Charles, sorry for all of that you had to listen to.
Yes.
Hey, great question. God bless you. Have a great weekend, brother. There,
right.
In Temple, Texas.
By the way, the marketing people aren't on top of stuff because the way oil is in Texas, you'd think Corsicana, they'd be having that festival and make a big deal about it. We were the first.
Oh, man. I let go of him before.
We got his address?
Do we?
Go ahead, Brent.
If he can email comments at afr.net and let me know.
He's the one who won the book? He's the one.
Yes, I can get that over to Cindy.
And that's Charles.
Charles in Temple, Texas, if you'll email us.
I apologize,
Charles. Because we failed to get your address, we'll get your address and we'll mail you the book.
That's because y'all were being silly. You distracted me.
We never take responsibility for our own actions.
That's my story. That's my story, and I'm sticking
that's
with it.
Problem.
It was blinded by the northern light.
So, Charles, please email us.
At what address?
Is it comments at afr.net?
Yes, it is.
And then we will get that book to you.
By the way, just a couple of other notes on the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs movie. And Charles got the seven dwarfs' names. But the original movie, Snow White, was released in 1937.
It's the first movie.
Animated, wasn't it?
Was animated. Those dwarves weren't real.
I think it was the first Disney animated movie. Was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Think about that. That precedes World War II.
I think it's the first movie, period.
Oh, do you really?
I think so.
Really?
No, it can't be. They had
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah. The animated movie, though, may be the first. Yeah. Maybe right about that. But that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs released in 1937. It was based on as the Disney brothers were, and they were apt to do, they took a German fairy tale.
Yeah.
So many of the classics are based on German...
Cinderella and all of
them. Yeah, are based on German fairy tales. But that book, which was the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which the movie was based on, originated in 1812.
Wow.
Wow.
1812.
That's some good history. You did a deep dive on that.
Well, they go back my family lineage. The wild,
goes back to this. 1812?
18. No. Yes, 1812. And this story.
They were living, your original family, they were living in the forest.
Well,
and
they were living in the forest.
They have memories of hearing them humming and singing, hi-ho, hi-ho.
No, it was my great uncle, and he talked about these dwarfs. Everybody thought he was crazy.
But, with good reason.
But now we learn
that he is a wild man.
That's right.
Snow White was a documentary.
He wasn't just, you know, eating mushrooms. They were bad. You know what I'm saying?
Thought he was crazy. Little did you know.
Here we are today.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Today we know the names of these.
It was a documentary.
These individuals.
Hey, by the way, before we move on, are you going to be anywhere?
I'm sleeping in the morning, and I am home.
Oh, okay.
Nothing
on the horizon?
Yeah, I've got some things out on the horizon, but I don't have my calendar in front of me. But I will. Don't worry, folks. I know where I'm coming, and I will be on time. But I've had such a big time in Arkansas. And
yeah.
Glen Rose, Arkansas, and Locksburg, Arkansas, First Baptist Church. Wonderful
right,
folks.
JJ, have you had any questions answered?
No.
We're getting desperate here. We're down to 7 minutes, so we're going to give people two answers. If they want to answer one of Ed's, but we're going to have somebody take a shot at yours. Repeat yours real quick.
If I just get one, I'll be fine. Who was the first head coach to win 3 Super Bowls? Second, Parker and Barrow were infamous outlaws. We know them by their first name, a man and a woman. What is their first names? Then, true or false, Glasgow, Montana is the most isolated town in the United States. The nearest city in any direction is a 4.5 to 5 hour drive. Is that true or false?
That's right. True, false. It's a 50-50. Someone's got to take a shot at that.
Go ahead, Shauna in Texas. Shauna, you're up next.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be on with you all. I am a longtime listener of about 15 years.
Wow.
Sacagawea.
That's awesome.
It's so bizarre to be talking to y'all because I just feel like you're old friends. I listen to you every day. God bless you all.
Well, you can still think of us as old friends.
Yeah, thank you, Shauna. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Denton.
Okay. That's
you know, DFW, Denton, Texas. Yeah, not far from Dallas, not far from Fort Worth.
No, that's where North Texas University is, right?
It sure is. It sure is. Absolutely. Mean Green.
And what's it? That church, there's a pastor there, Tommy.
Pastor Tommy Nelson.
Tommy Nelson.
Denton Bible Church. Yes, you played his sermon. Went to his church for 10 years. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We played his sermon during the election.
That's right. He had an excellent sermon on the election.
Sure did. Yeah.
That's right. You've been listening so long.
Yeah.
Shauna, we feel like our listeners are more than just radio friends. We really do feel like we're family, American Family Radio, American Family Association. So thank you for your kind words.
Answer
both. Bless you. I'm near tears talking to y'all. I'm so thrilled. I can't tell you.
Thank you.
Well, we're sorry we couldn't actually bring you to tears.
Here we go. I'm just an old softy here. We'll send you a T-shirt, too.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Now everybody's going to call you and say,
I have one of the old T-shirts that I wear. I'd love a new one.
All right. We're still printing them, so it'll be a couple things. But anyway.
And so I'll try to remember to put you on hold when we get through on the air.
Stay on the line. Shauna, ask, answer, or do both. Dear, we're about to run out of time.
I'm so excited I'm going to answer JJ's question about the two outlaws because I'm related to one of them.
What? Hey, this is a great way to end the program.
What's the question, JJ?
Parker and Barrow were infamous outlaws. We know them by their first names. Shauna, what are their first names?
Bonnie and Clyde. My maiden name is Barrow.
Ooh,
your maiden name is Barrow, and you really are.
What's the story there?
You're kin to Clyde Barrow?
Yes. I grew up hearing stories from my dad how all about Clyde, probably more sympathetic than they should have been. But I think he was a first or second cousin. First cousin once removed or second cousin.
Wow.
Yeah, always hearing about Clyde.
Well, he was eventually removed, that's for sure.
You said sympathetic because it was during the Depression. They did, people started to cast them like Robin Hood, but they killed 9 law enforcement folks, 3
horrible
civilians, and they were just really, really wicked and evil. But they were glamorized back then, and they are in the movies. But how interesting. Yes. It's Bonnie
it's
Parker,
Clyde
Barrow.
Nothing to write home about,
Clyde
really.
Barrow.
I just had to answer the question. Yeah. I mean, not really proud of the relation.
Well, hey, listen, we are running down on time.
Go ahead.
What is your question for us?
Okay, I'll try to be quick. At the Last Supper, Jesus told his followers the cup of wine represented his blood. For centuries, wine was used during the celebration of the Lord's Supper. When and why did that change to grape juice for Protestants?
Oh, man. Ed?
I think you're just going to have to give us the answer because we are
short of time.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. In 1864, the Methodist Episcopal Church recommended using, quote, the pure joy of the grape, but it would go bad too fast to save. So in 1869, Dr. Thomas Welch, a dentist and Methodist minister, pioneered the use of pasteurization as a means of preventing fermentation.
Wow.
He called it Dr. Welch's unfermented wine and persuaded local churches to use it as, quote, a substitute for wine.
And
so
we know it today as Welch's grape juice.
Hey,
that's right.
Shauna, I am going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts is going to get your mailing information.
T-shirt.
And when the T-shirts come out, we will send them to you. The T-shirt.
The Learning University T-shirts. JJ, I'm sorry, Ed.
All right. John Wayne appeared. Actually, someone texted me in 2 movies with a dog as a sidekick. Big Jake, my favorite, and Hondo. And the Big Mac was introduced in 1968.
Who is the first head coach to win 3 Super Bowls?
Chuck Knoll.
Chuck Knoll, and that was the mystery question.
Oh, that's right. And Pittsburgh. And then, true or false, Glasgow, Montana, the most isolated town in the lower U.S.
I'm gonna say yeah.
I'll say yeah. True.
147 miles from Walmart.
I'm done.
You're done. Yeah. 271 miles from a big city. Crazy.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.